since 2003, it's been a real problem for Councillor Bob McEwen and a real problem for me since 2011. And it's one that we've had many talks with the current owners of the pub about renting it to people wanting to go in and refurbish it and actually use it. Lisa's Emporium wanted to get involved with it, and she was a big supporter of getting that back up and running as a motorcycle repair shop downstairs, and upstairs she also worked to run her Emporium from there as well. And the building isn't in too bad a condition. I've got a building surveyor friend who went and had a look at the property with Lisa and her husband a few years ago, and he said it's not massively structurally wrong with it. They've done quite a good job on it, the current owners of it. It's just a case of it needs major fixing out, it needs to be made watertight, and then it needs its fixings done. So it's not in that bad a condition. But regarding the sale price, maybe someone will buy it, who knows, but someone's got to buy it, and they've got to do the right thing with it. It's got to be done in the right way, but I can't see someone spending $250,000 on a building that needs probably another $250,000 on knocking down and then rebuilding. But you never know.
No.
It does need something doing to it, and it is in the Glossop Gateway project, and it's something that we were looking as part of the new Link Road. Hopefully we can get the council could have got some funding to do something with it, but you never know, it might be a positive to the area. We may get someone who buys it and actually wants to do something with the pub, is either renovate it or demolish it and replace it with something else. And once the new sale goes through, I would, with the council and myself and the other councillor, Bob McEwen, we'll be quite happy to work as much as we can to support them to get this project up and running. Obviously, if it's a planning issue or anything like that, I will speak to the new owner directly and help them and support them as much as I can, because Bob McEwen can't get involved with council planning issues. Being chair of planning, he has to stay neutral, but I will deal with it as much as I can. But the Spread Eagle is something that it's sad to see the way it's gone, because it was a much loved pub in the late 90s and earlier than that, and then it's just gone to rack and ruin since the brewery sold it on, and hopefully something can be done about it, because it was once a thriving area for local pubs. There was three pubs in the recent area, and then there was the Woolley Bridge Working Men's Club, which is still there, and they're the Lone Ranger now. They're the only sole survivor, the Woolley Bridge Working Men's Club around the Woolley Bridge area for pubs, which is quite sad. But it's good to see they've still kept going.